Hello there, I'm bringing you a piece today from the cbc.ca/news/Canada/British Columbia. And so this is from a Canadian newspaper, and the article title is Jehovah's Witness Grandparents Ordered to Keep Faith to Themselves. Subtitle, Mother Argues That Four-Year-Old Can Decide on Religious Practices When She Gets Older, by Jason Proctor, posted 21 October, last updated 22 October. A pair of devout Jehovah's Witnesses have been ordered by a British Columbia provincial court judge not to talk about religion in front of their four-year-old granddaughter. The couple lost their bid for unsupervised access to the girl because they insisted on taking her to worship at their faith's Kingdom Hall despite the repeated objections of the child's mother. The girl is identified only as A.W. and the parents as A.R. and B.R. in Judge Edna Ritchie's 12-page decision, and for now, they're on a short leash. There are many people with strongly held religious views that do not discuss those views in front of others, and specifically not in front of children. Unless these grandparents can satisfy the court that they can comply with the mother's wishes, their time with the child must be supervised and limited. The case pits the Family Law Act against the Charter rights and freedoms. The Family Law Act states that only a guardian has parental responsibilities, including decisions about religious upbringing. So this is Canada, folks. But the grandparents argued that forbidding them from exercising their faith to their grandchild would violate a charter right to practice a religion. In other words, if propagating their faith is part of their religion, then they need to be allowed to practice their religion. That's the argument. They want their granddaughter to experience a religion, while the mother insists that her daughter can decide when she's older. The battle's in the culmination of a saga that began when the child's biological father told his parents he'd father a child 3 weeks after the child was born. The son was disfellowshipped from Jehovah's Witness faith, a type of religious excommunication. He testified that he has had little contact with the grandparents. He also pays no child support and has no parental responsibilities. So the grandparents are determined to have contact with their granddaughter, and the child's mother felt it important for them to be part of their lives, and she previously allowed them unsupervised access. According to the decision, the relationship between well-meaning, determined grandmother and the mother has been strained from the outset. The mother also objected to the couple, insisting the girl call them Papa and Mama instead of Grandpa and Grandma, but by far the biggest disagreement arose over the visits to Kingdom Hall. From the time the baby was a baby, the grandparents took her to services. Mom wasn't happy, but didn't object until December of 2013. She switched the timing of their visits, but then learned from their daughter the grandparents had taken the child to services the following spring. And the grandparent insisted the child had begged to go to the Kingdom Hall. Visits were then limited to supervised access at the mother's home. But even at that, the mother was upset to find her daughter watching Jehovah's Witness video on her laptop. And the grandmother insisted the child had pushed the play icon before she could stop her.
Right. I was trying to stop her, but she pushed the play icon.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. The judge noted that when two or more parents with different religious views share parental responsibility, the court will often support the child being exposed to each religion involved. But because grandparents are not guardians, the court was bound to respect the decision of the mother. And for that same reason, Ritchie also found the charter argument didn't apply, did the judge. The couple cited another Supreme Court of Canada case involving a divorce in which a mother with custody had obtained an order forcing a Jehovah's Witness ex-husband not to discuss religion with her children. So, in that case, the top court ruled a custodial parent does not have a right to limit the other parent's ability to discuss religion unless the child's best interests were threatened. In this case, Ritchie found it wasn't fair to place the grandparent in a holy war Ritchie found it wasn't fair to place this grandbaby in a war between her grandparents and her mother. The judge said, I'm concerned that the applicant's demonstrated inability to respect and comply with the mother's decision on religion will continue to cause conflict. It's not in the child's best interest to be exposed to that conflict. Well, hopefully this short 4-minute article has given you a little education on Jehovah's Witness faith. They are incredibly tenacious. And the reason is because if you want to be a pioneer, or if you want to be a publisher, you have to put in so many hours of ministry. And so one of the ways you do that is that you double tap the hours with normal everyday activities. And what is one of those normal everyday activities? Hopefully, family involvement. So with the need to do some 40 to 50 hours of service every 1 or 2 weeks as a Jehovah's Witness, if you want to be considered a certain status within this faith, well then, if you can somehow, I suspect, be around your grandbaby and check some of those hours off, then you win. So there's a reason why JWs are incredibly tenacious when it comes to propagating their faith. I might add that if they ever come to your door, don't be afraid of them. If they, you know, you can stop them dead in their tracks at the very least and say, is this going to end with you giving me some literature? All right, let's just get to that because I'm short on time. And when they try, you give them a gospel tract from your church that explains the gospel. I am 98% sure that they will not take it. They will give you a line like they're not allowed to do that. And you simply say, well then, if you will not return the courtesy of taking my literature, I will not take yours. And that's if you don't want to have a conversation, but don't miss out on an opportunity to provide the gospel with them. Okay? Don't do lip service. So another piece of information here is that the churches are called kingdom halls, not church buildings. Typically, early on, they were made without windows because they were not to—they were not supposed to even appear to be church buildings, because all those who are part of churches are really part of the great whore of Revelation in their perspective. So I'm in the middle of teaching this right now in our senior bar, our 11th, 12th grade Bible class students, the ones who signed up for my World Religions class. There are 17 of us. And I will just say that it would be a great piece of information if you would be interested in hearing any of those lessons. Why don't you send me a note and maybe we can work that out. Maybe you can visit us. But in any case, I wanted you to see that in British Columbia anyways, when the judge sees that you have two so-called charter rights, we call them rights of the Bill of Rights, constitutional rights, they're going to go, if it's parent against parent, it's pretty involved. But this was easy for the judge. The grandparent is not given the guardian's rights, and the guardian is the only one that can raise the child and propagate their faith in their presence if it comes to that decision. And the judge, it was easy. The judge says, hey, look, this is a social reason why we're not going to let you share your faith in front of the kid. It's not because we're anti-JW. It's because we're anti-sticking a kid who's still in their single digits of age in between a family feud. This is Pastor Bill. Do you know Jehovah's Witness? Pray for God to bring one into your life and begin witnessing to them. Thanks for listening.